They did it on all sides.
Alan, do you want to comment on that?
Comment on what? I agree with Chauncey, I don't like the look of it either, I think it's...
And it's there for a long time, it looks...
It is, unfortunately, it is what it is, and it hopefully won't be repeated with regard to...
Let's look at it to see if it can ameliorate the situation.
Well, there, I mean, there's been some discussion of that already.
Okay.
Well, what's the answer?
There isn't an answer yet.
Well, it can be ameliorated, and it should be.
Well, we can agree that it will be changed, and it can, and it's being what's a preferred option to deal with it. That's where it currently stands.
So I think part of the answer to Chauncey's question is that in terms of this design process going forward, you have a wider group of people, you have more people with design experience actually looking at it as it goes forward. And while I think we want to move it quickly, I would say it would take as long as it takes to do it right. And we'll, it's a process. The keep was a, there are elements of that started as an emergency and were continued as an emergency, and things were done on a more expedited base than we might otherwise have done in a, in other public works projects.
So you would have, in theory, bought the extra roof shakes to finish the job?
Well, no, we haven't done the other part of the roof yet.
Well, there's one part on the keep side that hasn't been done.
And part of that is because there was some discussion that, there might be... Some people in the community wanted to explore going through the wall.
Right.
That might have involved a reconfiguration of that part of the keep. So certainly we would want to put a roof on something for the that had some possibility of it.
There was a reason why that was done.
So if that roof stays, that it's going to be changed.
Yeah, exactly.
It'll be
we weren't going to do something that was part of something that we didn't need to until the whole picture was done. Also, when you've got the Labor Board of New York State on top of you, because it's pouring in and there's mold and all sorts of problems for the safety of your employees, you're not thinking about particularly certain things when you're going to be fined per day if things aren't done quickly.
How's the mold on the other side, do you know?
None. It's all checked out. Now, the whole two buildings were gone through with a fine-tooth comb because one of the employees complained. So there's things that the residents don't know, and those who are complaining didn't see them coming to help us at all when we were at, literally with magnifying glasses on us for the safety of our employees, and that's what we were considering at that moment. Drying in, getting the mold out, getting asbestos out, safety, security, air quality, drying in, and at that point, that's what we were doing. We didn't have the luxury to do anything else. And now we have the luxury. But I think that the grouting they did for drying it up, we couldn't have asked for better, because it had to be done in certain increments. It literally, there was almost nothing there. So the size of the job was huge, and they were trying to get it in before the winter.
I think a better job was done on the wall.
It was the same people, just
so
you know.
It couldn't have been.
It was.
It couldn't have been. It might have been the same firm, but it wasn't the same set of guys that did the work. Or nobody was thinking about it. Nobody with an eye was really looking, and that's what really gets to me. This is a landmark structure. That's why I think, for optics' sake, you really ought to go to the VAR. I mean, my God, you've got this trove of people that know something about
this. Well, the VAR, just to be honest with you, all they have been doing is giving negativity and no solutions. So I'd love to see a VAR that comes with solutions and not be so negative. And I'll just speak for myself and not talk about their own company when they come forward to us, and which is a conflict of interest. So if they're going to come forward, I'm just saying that it needs to be solutions and about the betterment of our community and not about their own personal needs.
Well, I don't think any of them need this job, so I can't imagine what you're talking
anyway,
about.
Anyway, I'm just, listen to the tape.
Oh, Mayor, I just wanted to comment on, I received a call from Mary Gretzer asking me a question that came up about why the officers ended up moving from the keep to the booth in the first place. Mm-hmm. And, from my understanding, years ago, everything was horse-driven carriages. I mean, it was okay for officers to come in and out of the station and walk out. Traffic was minimal. They used to even open and close the gates manually. but as traffic increased and the population increased, mm-hmm. it was no longer practical. So it was just an issue of there's no way they could do it anymore from the keep back then.
So you used to open the gate too, right, at some point?
The way it worked out, right. at 9 o'clock at night, I had to go out and close both sides of the gate. Now there's a second right. section to it. We used to leave the center section open, which was about as wide as your intersection of your desk. We did that for a while, but after about three people coming home drunk, you know, too much to drink, they hit the gate and knocked it right off the hinges. We had to bring in iron workers to put it back up. They decided it was not...
What year was that, Chief?
Back 1976 to 1978.
I thought you said that... Who said that the booth was there since the 62?
I said circa 62. I was,
well, where did you come up with that, Dave?
Just, talking to people. People have been here...
Yeah, I can only account from 1976 on, which was not the booth that was just hit, but it was the previous booth.
It was the previous booth. Yeah, there was still, previous. There was a booth.
There was a booth. Yeah. I could have been in the late 60s, early 70s, or early 60s. I don't know.
The original booth was, from what I...
There was another one before that one.
Yeah. Oh, and for the record, I live up in Wallkill. I just visit my dear friend Adrian here to see But I'm glad to help out.
Thank you. Any other questions?
It's an observation. I'm really glad that everyone is paying attention to the details and apparently
yes.
addressing them
yes.
for all the reasons that were just mentioned. So that's a great sign.
Yeah.
And so I think it's great to have a deadline, but as long as we can get it done right.
Right.
Because I look at that picture and it's quite the one in the center. It's quite a stunning, and there's no cars there and things like that. It's mm-hmm. quite stunning.
Oh, you mean the old picture?
No, I mean the new drawing.
The new drawing.
Which is just a reenactment, I think, of what we had.
What we had, right. You know. That's it. It really is a beautiful structure when you see the
whole. I'd be curious to see the landscaping print and things like that you're looking to get. I was here at the meeting.
Yeah, Chu Yin is going to, and which I think would be great to have that committee pretty much champion the landscape part of it, because they're all about, they know the whole, deal with Susan, and so they can get that and, give us some input and get us those drawings, because we haven't seen those drawings at all. But it looks like I have an old photograph that showed there was a lot of grass, and that shows some of it. So there was a lot more green that was there.
When is the final configuration going to be decided?
That's it.
Well, it's not that much more green.
Yeah. The answer is it's not been determined. We are debating about doing something like a Survey Monkey and sending it out to the residents to get feedback. So, it's not 20 people who show up in the meeting who are passionate about something, but widen it up to a bigger audience, articulate what we perceive the pros and cons, and get community feedback, which I think actually would be the best thing, because I think it is, it's an optics, it's a safety, people seem to be far more passionate about it, and they're entitled to their opinion, and it gives us political cover, whatever we choose to do, that we've reached out to as many people as possible and gotten some feedback.
And to piggyback off that, which would be great, we opened up for people to send in through the suggestions email. Mm-hmm. Debbie's only gotten four.
Did you get mine?
Debbie? She's going to be printing out today. We've only gotten four.
I forgot to put them.
No.
Yeah, I think I did.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
We've gotten four.
I didn't have any. I only had two emails.
But that's all we've gotten.
But it was forwarded.
Yes, it was forwarded, but it was yours was forwarded to Paul and myself, which was forwarded to the trustees. It wasn't through the that email address you're alluding
to.
Yeah.
That would just be five. So I think doing one more to where, and make it short, and maybe, Alan, you could work on that. Just make a short and simple. Too long and lengthy, people may not as much be off,
I'll come up with some creative writing.
Yeah.
We also might be getting another architect to submit an additional option. He was thinking about it last week. He was more inclined to do it this week, and he said, I have to see how much free time he has.
I think the bottom line on this is time... And I'm speaking for myself, I don't think time is of essence. I think it's far more important we get the right solution rather than we just fast forward it. We've got a temporary solution. It might not be ideal, but it works, and I think that's better to spend, beat the horse to death, come up with the right solution that the community supports, rather than just coming up with a solution just to get it done by, you know, June or whatever the arbitrary date is.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah.
One thing that I think that though we should, just to speak to the trustees, is I think we should finish the keep at least for the employees to get that dried in, get the insulation in, finish the roof on the back, because we're not going to be cutting through the wall. I think that's a for sure. You know, I don't see that happening. And then we need to discuss at least finishing that portion, and then that leaves us to figure out what to do in the center, and that gives us the time. So then they have, you know, an environment to work in instead of it all being open and, you know, costing us electrically, you know, for heating and air conditioning and all of that to keep it dried in a temperature-controlled environment, as we're having to do. Mm-hmm. Yes, Chief?
Yeah, Mayor, just to comment again on the audio tape, I listened to Denise make mention of exploring the possibility of a fake booth or a electronic structure.
What?
I would absolutely.
She said it was a non-manned booth.
Yeah, here's the issue with that. If you put up anything like that, I guarantee you within 24 hours, you'll see it on the front page of the newspaper. Tuxedo Park has fake booth. Mm-hmm. And you're going to expose your vulnerability here so fast that you're going to be in serious trouble. I mean, you can't let the general public know, you know, how vulnerable you are. Mm-hmm. You know, I could have a discussion with the board, not in public, but in an executive session, and I could really tell you how vulnerable you are. Mm-hmm. I'd probably scare you half to death. But these are things you don't discuss in public.
Right.
You know, we want to try to reduce crime. You can't stop it. But there's a lot of vulnerable aspects to any community, and we're no exception to the rule. But I just wanted to say,
I want to make sure we're clear, though. To the extent there would be an unmanned booth, the personnel would still be up in the keep. So they would still be there. It would still be staffed. It would just be a ghost car
or virtual.
Yeah, so just so long as we're clear on that.
How about yes. A drone?
It wouldn't be an absence of staffing. There would just be where they are right now.
Well, one suggestion also has been made that, you know, that I've heard from the gate guards is that, like, maybe during the most trafficked hours, they're in the booth. And then later at night, you know, when it's a little bit more unsettling, they can be in the keep. So, but we don't want to go through the expensive redundancy of electronics. So we have to look at that, of certain things that you can do in both, or maybe you can't. Those are the areas that we don't know all of those answers yet. Right now, what, you know, we need to do is just finish up certain things of the keep, that no matter whether it's in a booth or not in the booth, those would be done no matter what.
Right.
So those are done. And then we don't, you know, we figure out what electronics we're going to do. We can temporarily put them in the keep while we're investing, so they can be moved to the booth if we decide the booth, or they stay in the keep if we stay in the keep, but at least get everything up and running so they can hear better, see, have certain cameras, you know, not have open, you know, areas inside the keep without insulation in it for right now. Get those things done, because I can't see the labor board letting us look like that for another 6 months, you know, because I get my monthly phone call to ask me what our progress is and just their working conditions. So there are certain things that we are having to make sure we stay with, and then they know that we are working on the permanent solution. And we can say that, you know, we're still working on the other as well. Yes?
Mayor, I think the most precious commodity behind the gates is the children of our school.
Yes.
Tonight in Pelham Manor, there was a bomb scare in the lockdown. And...
And where was that?
In Pelham Manor.
Yeah. Westchester.
New
Over
yeah.
by the...
Yeah.
That's been my biggest worry, is our school.
Yes,
I have to
yes.
tell you that yes. we have 200 children that we are protecting every day.
Yes.
And
it
St.
seems
Mary's
to
preschool.
Be the choice target.
And St. Mary's
today.
Preschool as well.
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
St. Mary's isn't in the village.
But it's still behind our gates.
Yeah.
there's still
they consider themselves our charge too, by the way. We learned the other night, so it was an important note.
Yeah, so
there's still children there.
It's very important, and we keep forgetting that, you know, and the parents that are all coming in.
Yes, well, they have the tags to come in, right?
Some do, some don't. No. Some opted not to have the tags.
I think about the scenario.
They just come through the front, they don't come through the back gate.
I think about the scenario, if there is no guard at the gate.
Mm-hmm.
Like Bill said, eye contact and getting to know everybody is important.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say Denise was in there. And she knows the parents during the school hours. But one day a delivery man comes in. She doesn't recognize this delivery man. What does she do? Does she call up the school and say, are you expecting somebody with a delivery? I don't notice this guy. I don't recognize him. Does she call up one of the officers and say, go up to the school and check him out? With the boot there and somebody there during school hours, it's the gut feeling that would probably save all these kids.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a false alarm, like a heart attack, but get to the hospital within the hour. You know? And I think about that. And I think just for that is a good reason to have somebody there during the school hours. Doesn't have to be weekends, not nights. You could go back into the keep.
Mm-hmm.
I personally think the booth is a very good thing. I live on 2 acres. It's all gated in 7-foot high fence. And Denise calls me when somebody comes. I know she's busy, so if I expect somebody, I call down there so she doesn't have to call me and take up her time.
Mm-hmm.
But I really appreciate that privilege that I have, that she calls me when there's somebody that I don't expect. I can't get any of the other guards to do it. The men, they don't seem to want to do that. And can't have it for every single resident either. But I feel very secure. Here I'm in a gated community, on a gated piece of property,
mm-hmm.
and I have a call from the police department that somebody's on their way up. And so I feel very, very safe.
Plus she has an armed ex-police chief
on
the premises.
My misunderstanding, I thought there was a call ahead list
there is in place.
There is.
Only if you're on it.
And if you can't get the other men to do
only
it,
only if you're on
let
it.
Let us know and we'll have Officer Tabak take care of getting the other men to do that for you.
That would
absolutely.
I'm sorry that's happening to you. That shouldn't be happening.
Yeah, and I can even call them and say, I'm expecting somebody, but would you call when they arrive?
Get in touch with the mayor or Officer Tabak directly, and I will assure you that the other men will
thank
call
so
as well.
Yeah, right. Somebody should.
And women.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just using her language, but.
I'm sorry, can you turn the lights on outside? I just didn't realize it. We're pitch black. It's dark time. It's night time.
Dark Sky Initiative.
Yeah. Dark
no
sky.
Lights.
That's absolute. That's
no,
absolute.
But if you're supposed to be on that first call,
I am. Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, they should be calling you, and that's. And I guarantee you, if you leave a message for Detective Tabak right now and tell him your concern, he'll be on it.
So most of my neighbors go away quite a bit where I am on Cannon Hill.
And you're there alone.
And sometimes they're weekenders or just for the summer, and I can be totally alone up there.
Yeah. It's I'm in the same neighborhood. It's very quiet up there.
And it's quiet.
I just want to say, though, because I'm leaving myself open to this with all due respect to the chief, you know, there's a lot of fantastic technology out there now. I mean, you know, the NYPD and Secret Service and others use facial recognition technology.
Absolutely.
If we had a high resolution type of setup in that booth, that would actually capture the person's face, which would then could be used to help track them down, God forbid, if we had a hellacious scenario that you're talking about.
It's all a question of how much you want to spend.
Right. Well, I'll tell you, the cost of it is coming way down. I mean, you probably see these commercials where you can ring a doorbell and there's some crackhead trying to give free tree trimming estimates, and the woman says, you know, I'm upstairs right now, I can't come, go away.
What I'm amazed at is
so
that...
So there's a lot of new technology out there, that's the price of it's crashing.
You can feed your dog from a phone now.
Right. So,
I mean, it's amazing. You know, I mean, that stuff, it's gotten better and better.
And
better.
Just one other thing to that point, you know, not all the gate guards, this isn't necessarily a long-term career path for them, so they might not be the most dedicated folks anyway all the time. So, you know, this facial, if we were to get a technology that captured people's faces when they came in, that'd be, I mean, an incredible deterrent to folks who could just easily, much more easily go down the road somewhere else and wreak havoc and not have this capture, so even though we're a high-value target. But, you know, but it would have to be good enough, you know, and we would involve you, I think, Chief, to make sure we get the tell on somebody that's you know, are they sweating, are they, you know, acting a little weird or what have you. But, you know, the way you could arrange the camera array with some of the setups that are out there, you could see quite a bit. You could see quite a bit.
You can, yes.
What we're planning on doing right now, we're taking a hard look at it, is to put automatic license plate recognition system.
Which is good.
In the front gate, in the back gate. Right now, I'm going to pick on Denise again. Denise writes down 450 license plates every day by hand. This will pick up the license plate, check it with the various data banks, stolen cars, stolen potato, you know, bad people, good people, whatever it is, and then come up with a, also keep track. We can also, I'm talking to someone right now, and it depends how deep you want to go here, who works for Jules Krull and does industrial security in third world countries. And, you know, he has a plan where every 20, 30 feet, you'd have three types of cameras and everything keeping track. It depends how much people are willing to be kept track of once
yes.
they're in here. We're going to get a lot of pushback, I think, if we're a little too invasive. So we have to get the balance just right.
Well, a box of rubber gloves only costs about...
All right. Anyone else? Well, thank you, Chief, so much. I appreciate all your input.
Yeah, thanks very much.
And,
it's invaluable.
Yeah, and all of these are just so invaluable.